Blog Talk Radio.
Amen.
And the truth of God is good.
Giving honor to Christ, to the bishop, to the apostle, everybody in their respective places. I was, just like Deacon Parker was saying, as Minister Carey, I was in them places too. And this time on Sunday morning, like they say, I'll probably be on my second bit. Because, you know, you got to get a piece of the dog that bit you, you know. Get up Sunday morning going looking for a beer early in the morning. You know, you don't have God on you, man. But I thank God for the way he bought me from.
Amen.
But I wanted to testify that the other day me and my wife went to see my niece. And when we walked in the room, she was sitting in the chair. And it was just such a joy to see that, to see where he bought her from. Because a month or two ago, she was in a coma. She was, you know, and they were giving her chances, you know, 50-50 chance and stuff. But God got her sitting up in a chair now. She's talking. I was talking to her and I was saying this stuff, you know, on the phone. I do this stuff on my phone, you know, and she's doing it. So her mind is right. So she's physically getting back right. So God is answering prayer. So God is in the answering prayer business. So all we got to do is ask God and he'll do it. So my testimony is that God answers prayer. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Didn't almost just to take it back on that a little bit. Nikki, I thought, like she always asked, why her? I just felt her that, and a lot of situations before destruction, because she was aware of a situation, and I used to be aware of it too, but even me, when, you know, Getting on her like I should have been getting on about her oppression. Giving her all kinds of warning. And God will give us all warning before this oppression. So I tell her that's what happened. You know, we didn't take heed to her, but she would go to the hospital time to time. Her oppression would be high, you know. And we got high up there. She was like, and it got to a point where it was like, seems like it just takes it for granted, take things for granted. We should, you know, because she's okay, she's walking out, you know, and it's just like, you know,
yeah,
it's all right, it's going to be all right. And it just don't happen to us. So when we get the warning, we better take heed to the warning, you know, that we get in all situations. So I just want to throw that out there. Now, it's not that God, you know, it's on her to do this. He gave her warning, and on top of that, he gave her life back. So she could have left.
Amen.
She could have left her. No man actually in that situation on paper. But God kept her. He could do all of that. So it's not what he's doing. It's how he continues to keep her through that. That's what she should be praising him for. Like I talked to her.
That's right.
So there'll be any more testimony. I'm going to have to stand up and testify and warn the Lord.
Have mercy. Thank you for the Holy Spirit.
Hallelujah.
For another day.
Hallelujah.
Yes,
Lord. Thank you, Lord. Jesus' word.
Down in my soul.
Jesus' word.
Down in my soul.
Jesus'
word. Down in my soul.
Jesus' word
is in my soul. Down in my soul. Down in my soul. Jesus' word is in my soul.
Yes, I am. Yes, I know he had the Holy Spirit.
Remembrance. Glory to God. We can't walk the walk without the word of God. Amen. You may be seated in the house of the Lord. This is a good day. Amen. We're saved, sanctified, filled with the burning fire of the Holy Spirit. People don't say that no more. I'm saved, sanctified, Holy Ghost filled, and spot baptized. Folks don't say that no more. Amen. Praise God, amen. But we thank God, amen, for you and you that press your way out today. This is the first Sunday in February. Glory to God, amen. This day wasn't promised to us, but we thank God we're here. Amen. We are here in the house of the Lord. We woke up this morning clothed in our right mind. We wasn't promised that when we laid down last night, praise God, amen, that we will wake up this morning. But I'm so grateful to my God, amen, that I'm still yet here. Praise God, amen. And he is still on the throne. Praise God. Amen. God is in charge. Amen. I heard the testimonies, praise God, that went up. Praise God. Amen. I bless God. Amen. For those of you, amen, that are giving God honor, praise God. Folks don't testify in the church no more. They're looking for something to happen, the fire, call fire from heaven. They say, I got a testimony. But if you rose this morning, still clothed in your right mind, hello, somebody. Got the use and activities of your limbs. Amen. You got a testimony. The Bible said we overcame him by the words of the blood of the Lamb and the words of our testimony. If you don't ever testify that I'm born again, hello,
amen,
that I'm saved, sanctified, and I love the Lord. If you don't ever open your mouth, the devil ain't gonna know, glory to God, who you are. Hello.
All right.
Glory to God, amen. And the Bible says in Romans, Apostle Paul told the Roman church, you've got to confess this thing. If you believe it in your heart, confess it. Amen. Say who you are in God. Let the devil know who you are in God and know that you know that you know. Praise God. We got saints taken down, hiding in the closet, under the bed, and under the and everywhere else. Amen. But they don't come out front. Praise God.
Yeah, that's right.
Hallelujah. Amen. So we give God praise, amen, for this day. This is the day that we honor the Lord, amen. And they have set up this month. We know that African nations are supposed to be at the end of the month, but they set this month up for Black American history. But how many know our history is every day? Praise God, amen. And we need to keep our young people abreast of their history. As time passed, they seem to forget. And I think that's why a lot of our young people run amok, because they don't know where they came from.
Amen.
Hello. Amen. That's why a lot of them have disrespect and dishonor to the elders, Deacon Parker, because they don't know. Amen. And they need to search out a matter. Praise God. We need to keep them fresh in their mind to know that our ancestors built this country with their blood, sweat, and tears, with the skin off their back. Hello. Amen. And that we are very important. Glory to God, in this nation, amen, and in this world, praise God, in the Bible, amen, we were there, presence was there, amen, all over the Bible, very important, amen, but we cease to teach our children, amen, and so they don't have the respect and the honor, so we need to keep them abreast of who they are all year long. Don't just wait to February, and I've asked that everyone kind of for the month. When they come to church dressed in African attire, I'm signing from the wall different researches for Bible study on Wednesday nights, different ones to pull one name from the wall, amen, and research and tell a short one-page story about that. We talked about that on Friday night, and we'll deal with it again. But it's time that we recognize, amen, all year long I teach about the Bible, blacks in the Bible, and the presence in the Bible, but we need to also teach about, amen, our people that invented things. We go on the elevator every day, and our children don't know that it was invented by a black man. Stop at red light, stop light. They don't know that a black man invented that. We use the brooms. We don't know that a black woman invented that. Come on. There's so much. The light bulb, amen. We need to understand we give glory, and they give recognition to all the other folks that think that they built, but the black folk are always in the back, amen, and most of the things that move forward, we started, hello,
yeah.
Praise God, amen, but we give God honor, amen, and knowing who, we got to know who we are, and I know who I am in God, amen,
yeah.
Glory to God, I know I am in this world, praise God, so we give him praise today. We're going to have Deaconess Parker come and bring our announcements. I just want to say, Amen. I'm just excited, amen, about our young people. Thank God for them, Brother Greg. And he pushed his way. I mean, he brought that to work today. He might have a little lady. And my girls are here every service if they can. My praise team, I just have to give them honor.
Amen.
Because they're young. And like a lot of young people, they can be doing whatever they want. Nothing. Amen. Amen. Thank God for that. Them something to do, they do it. They try to be here on time to do what they're supposed to do, and I don't have to keep telling them over and over. And I thank God because I see they're broke. I saw how they used to be. I told them, "Oh, you didn't do this." But now they're just, "Okay, Pastor, that's what I'm doing. Okay, Pastor, that's what you want me to do." And they do it. I get praise for that. I get praise, amen, to India. And I know the little kids have to come to their parents, bring them. She don't come just to come to church. If you ever talk to her, you'll know that she knows the word of God. And when she comes to church, she can tell you the message that was preached.
Amen.
Hello?
Yeah.
Amen. So I've been questioning some adults outside the church. I won't wait till Monday or Tuesday outside the church, and I'll ask a certain and say, what was the word today? And they won't know. But she does. So this is our future. Amen. This is our right now church, our young folks. So we need to keep them encouraged because there's a lot of stuff out there trying to take them out. Remember the vision God gave me about the spirit that was coughed up out of the earth and dispersed it all over the earth. Praise God. So what we need to do is keep them before the Lord. Amen. The devil don't have all our young people. And the ones that he do have, we're going to pray them out of his hands.
Yeah.
Glory to God, because they have better things to do in God, and we won't let him destroy them. Amen.
Amen.
Praise God. And let's thank God for Deaconess Parker. She come with our announcement.
Or whatever, and work with somebody and get up your money. But we need to do was an embarrassing thing. We have other churches, and a lot of them got numbers smaller than this we have in this church, and they can come up with money and for their pastor. You say you love your pastor, you appreciate them. Now we can do that. So we'll start this. We got all the way until July. From now to get up $200 for each member that's got a job for income. Is that hard? That's too hard for anybody? We can do it. You can do a fundraiser, whatever you can, get up your money. Tell the ones that are, you know, not here. I'll make an announcement again. I came up with this. So what God gave me this material. Now, I didn't do this on my own. But we can do it. Through Christ Jesus, we can do anything. We can call it $200. That ain't nothing for us to come up with. It'd be thousands of dollars. People raise their past. We can do this.
Person. Go keep in the house.
For a person, not a household, we could do it a person. That ain't too much. But I can come up with mine. I'm going to do a fundraiser for mine. It's already in my mind. Well, I'm gonna, we can do it. Other churches do. The Baptists and everybody else can do it. We cry and don't want to do it. So I don't think that's possible. But every time we give them money and their appreciation, the money goes back into the church to pay rent. And that shouldn't be. The rest, they help out with bills. And we could do better than that so they can have some enjoyment.
Amen.
I thank God and bless us for that. Because you ain't even going to get that each person. Not just me, my husband, my son, daughter, granddaughter, which is. But she got a job in the same.
That's right. I
don't
know what
it is. Amen. Everybody happy?
Amen.
No.
Not gifts when folks. Oh. Stop talking about it, folks be like, okay. By giving it and receiving it is good, but giving it is another story. Amen. But we bless God for you, and amen, won't stop us from doing our duties. Amen. Amen. We still gonna do it. Amen. Amen. Praise God. We're going to take an outreach offering. Anybody that would like to give $5 if you can into the basket to be a blessing to somebody. We know that we don't have a lot of people here. Amen. But we're not going to cut. Our God is bigger than numbers. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. So it's the first Sunday. Sad to say, but I never expect to turn out on the first Sunday. Maybe I need to fool them that Pastoral Sunday is on the third Sunday. Has come. That's sad. It really is. Oh, Super Bowl Sunday. Oh, okay. That's right. It's about 8 o'clock tonight. Oh, so they starting early. They tailgate first thing this morning for the Super Bowl. You know what? If the Lord come back on Super Bowl Sunday, a lot of people going to miss him. And that's sad. That is sad. A lot of folks going to miss the Lord. Amen. And Super Bowl, the game don't start till tonight. Lord, have your people.
And all that money spent on food and drinks and stuff, or they can have a party, should have been in the Lord's house.
Amen.
With
him.
Hello. Amen. See, they wonder why their finances are so short and they have problems, difficulties, and want God to just jump down out of heaven and pull up a remedy right then. Amen. Because if we tell him we wish to somebody, that's a non-Christian attitude. And when you say, why me, you just, now. And I thought about that when I heard the priest say that. You know that? That's so true. How many times have I said that? Why me? When my son passed away. Why my son? I didn't think about, you know, like I was really saying, Lord, why not my neighbor's son? Right? That's what we're saying. So we thank God, amen, for how we learn. We learn on this journey.
Yeah.
Amen. It's a learning journey. Amen. And when we learn, we grow from it. So now our prayer is, Lord, give me strength through this thing. If you are with me, I can make it through anything. How many know that? If the Lord is with us, we can make it through anything. Amen. 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 So let's say that, keep our young people in prayer. The enemy, his desire to destroy them. We're old and tired, and we think ain't much they can do anyway. But if I could just, as long as I'm going to be able to wave my hand, there's power in my hand. I'm going to know that. Y'all better believe that. There's power in my hand. See, I got power in my hand. You better say that, amen. So when you get too old, you might not be able to preach the gospel. You may not be able to cast out a devil. But I believe if I wave my hand, that demon's gone anyhow. It's the power of God, because the greater one is on the inside of me. And that's what the priest was ministering to that young man. He said, you've got greatness on the inside of you, whether you know it or not. Amen. So whatever you're going through, whatever we're suffering today in this time, we can bear it. Amen. Amen. So Bishop Stuff, get ready to come and break the bread of life. We're prepared for him. Amen. To break the word. Amen. See how long it's going to take him before I bring up. Okay. Amen. And before he comes, tribute is going to come, little tribute. I should call them butte. Amen. Here comes our bishop. Let us reverence him. Amen. Butte is going to come and usher the Holy Spirit. Set the mood. Amen. Glory to God. Y'all bless us good, okay? Amen. All right. Glory to God. Amen. Thank God for tribute. Sometimes they get a little tired.
I'm supposed to do it this time last. Today. Let little kids do it.
They're willing. They're always willing. Amen. And you give Kayla a hand, a little drama. She's coming along, amen. If she grow up on the drums, she's going to be an excellent drama. Amen. She grew up on those drums, praise God. She's a good stand-in, and she's coming along, praise God, amen. So at this time, we're going to have tribute comments and atmosphere. The next voice you hear at the tribute will be that of our own bishop. You may see it. Oh, before she comes, you want me to read the scripture? Before they do? No? Okay.
Thank you. praise God.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God. Amen. That was so wonderful. Praise God. Thank God. Praise God for everybody that's here in the house of the Lord. Praise God. Amen. We can see the church looking like this. But there's nothing I can do. All I can do is God called me to food. You didn't tell me to go get an appointment, but you better be glad he didn't tell me to come and get me, because believe me, I'll be coming after. Hallelujah. Amen. You can be kissing and crying and hollering and be dragging him right on this tour. But I thank God for you and you, praise God, amen. I thank God for the elder boy, praise God. Thank God, amen, for the people boy, praise God, their wives. Amen. Thank God, praise God, for all the ministers, praise God. Amen, their wives, amen. And thank God, praise God, for the Apostle Cooper, praise God. Thank God for the upper portion of the church.
Yeah.
Amen. I thank God, amen, too, for the little miniature praise leader. Yeah. It's like what they do. Amen. You can see how they just love it. They don't mind. Glory to God, amen. If you can grow up in this thing. Hallelujah. But there's power in the name of Jesus. There's an army rising up. The sun rising up. There's power in the name of Jesus. See, God's given us something we could never have given ourselves. God said, I've got to come up with something for this generation. See, now, the old generation in the Old Testament,
your whole life for it because he's alive. You know, faith, you're going to do a lot of damage. You're going to mess up a lot of stuff. So God, I'm going to give you just a little bit of a grain of a mustard seed. Now, mustard seed, you can hardly see anybody's life like a grain of sand. Yeah. He said, but even that little bit of faith, that power now, you can speak to the mountain, and the mountain had to go. And the mountain was the thing that was going on in your life. God, now I've got to come up with something that's going to help my people on this, in this generation of time. So it's up to Isaiah, and Moses, and all that prophet of old, and he couldn't find none. And Jesus, they can make rid of me on fire. And the Bible says, every kind of way that we were tempted in, Jesus had already been tempted in it, but he overcame all of it. So the Bible says that you are more than a conqueror. But it's got to be a test. You got to be a conqueror on your own. It's impossible. You all got to be, everybody ought to be there to know that's like what he said. From just growing up and just from being around in the neighborhood and the bully that was in town and oh, glory to God, it's got to go on and on again. So we realize and understand that now we need to rest. And now God said, I'm going to fix it. I'm going to give you Jesus Christ. You said, not only that, I'm going to give you a word. The word says that we can do all things through Christ Jesus that quenches us. But now the choice is yours whether you want to receive Jesus or not. It's your choice. Now you can beat yourself on the head, you can beat yourself down, you can go there, you can try everything else, but somewhere out of the mind, you're going to say Jesus. God fixed it up that way. It's a setup. Look at the neighbor's head. It's a setup. You want to see God for a favor with it. And you're not asking God. I'm going to tell people that. Now, Jesus, not only did he make rid of me a body, but the stuff that he went through on the cross, the way you have the life to the tree of life. When you go over and not under, God fixed it up that way. So you'll be the head and not the tail. You might be on the bottom just for a little while. You can tell yourself, you know what? I'm down, that's not what I'm coming at.
Right.
You gotta tell yourself that.
Yeah.
You owe that to yourself.
Amen.
Glory to God. Amen. I always saw myself on top. I don't care where it was. I mean, when I was in the world, I saw myself on top then. So, but now I'm in the Lord now. So now I'm really seeing myself on top. But now I got something to help me get on top. I don't have no help about that in. There's all kind of stuff you have to do to get there. And believe me, you understand your mouth. You can talk that talk if you want to run your mouth, but you want somebody to close their mouth. I mean, about that in. Very different now. They put them to sleep now, so they're better than I'm not. So. But glory to God. So here we are. We got Jesus. Just on the right hand of the Father. Come in the Father, give him another chance, give him another chance. Remember, I lay down my life on the cross. I gave up everything.
Hello, Lord.
So now he shed his blood. And when he shed his blood, now, every time that for everyone that comes and got saved, he would cover under the blood of Jesus. Now, if you just come in the church, they come in the church, and you just get covered under the blood, you're in trouble. You're in a whole lot of trouble. Because, see, the Bible says that there's no way that you can come in contact with Jesus and deal with anything. It's impossible. Because you remember when Pilate was talking to Jesus, and he told Jesus, he said, answer me nothing. Knowing that I got power to take your life and got power to let you live. Jesus told him, that's to have no power at all except my Father who is heaven. The man said, wait a minute, hold. He went back that stuff to the cross. Wait a minute. Then y'all got custom. Then I should. I got one that I can release among y'all. Now which one y'all want? Jesus or Barabbas? I said y'all gone. Some people didn't see. A rival. He was a rival. This guy was about nobody. A fast devil. Was a thief. Let him know. Where's that no pain? But see, this man ain't got no power to do no change. first chapter. We're going to talk a little bit, we're going to ride a little bit in the Holy Ghost, but I just want to just bring up to the point to where we are now. Because if God don't do it, it can't be done. And when it comes to your phone and your salvation, don't let nothing, don't let nobody, I don't care how good it is, I don't care how beautiful it is, I don't care how awesome it is, I don't care how fast it is, don't do that to nobody. Because when you come before God, all that that's going to be a matter. And if you live long enough, that's going to go away out of while. You ain't going to see that body like you used to see when it was young. All that's going to change. Just the hands of God, because they're going to get falling off, they're going to fall out of the air, and they're going to go to getting flesh, big belly, and everything else. All that's going to be faded away. So now, here we are, but we are children of the Most High. God has fixed it where we will go over, and now that we're going to be the head and not the tail. Now watch this right now. Go to verse. Go ahead.
Ephesians 1:1. 1:2. 1:2. Grace be to you and peace from God our Father. And from the Lord Jesus Christ.
Look now, he says, grace. What is it? Grace be to you. From our Father.
The Lord Jesus Christ.
And the Lord Jesus Christ.
Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Blessed be the Father of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ.
Who has blessed us with all spiritual blessings.
Now listen, he has blessed us. Now here we got. We got to get this because this is very important. See, we got to understand that we're not fighting against flesh and blood.
Amen.
We're fighting against one another now. We're going to now. The Bible says once a man is saved, he said, the love of God is a scattered blood in this house. You're going to have love for him.
All right.
So now we got to understand that he has blessed us with all spiritual blessings in what?
Heavenly places.
In heavenly places. Spiritual blessings. We got all the weapons that we need to keep the enemy up on our feet. But it won't work if you don't use it. You can fight in the army. When you get in the army, the first thing they do is children train you how to fight. They train you how to use the gun. If you don't know how to use that gun, you're going to know stuff there. So when you get one for the fight, so now, you got to learn what you need to know. You got to have a weapon. You can't fight a war without a gun. You got to have something. So now, in order to fight the enemy, you got to have something to fight the enemy with. So now the Bible says that God has blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places. Glory to God. Who would want to serve with God like that? Who would want to serve a God like that? God already knows. I think you're going to tell that monarchy will cheat. You're going to be fucked 2 days from now or a week from now. I know you're going to fight your life, but he said, I have blessed you. We talk about God that has more than just goodness and mercy. We have God that loves you for your ministry. A love. Why can't we have that love? What's the problem? I guess because sometimes we just got something we just don't like to look. I used to be true now. I don't know if y'all probably know nothing about that, but you know, I'm from the old group. There's just people just didn't like your look.
Yeah.
You could dress good. You ever caught you always smiling all the time? Yeah, I ask you, why you always smiling all the time? Every time I see you, I'm looking at your teeth. Go get a mind, sir. Look at all the ways that I ask those types of people. But they still don't understand what I'm looking at. But you say, I'm blessed with all spiritual blessings. Go ahead, now watch this. In Christ, now in Christ, you got to have Jesus, you got to have him, that's no other way. Go ahead.
According as he has chosen us.
Now, we could be a whole bunch of people right here. Well, listen, you got three kinds of people out here. There's three kinds. There's one that ain't going to be saved, there's one that's going to be saved, and everybody that says, Lord, Lord. And they're coming to the kingdom. So now, you got to ask yourself, which one am I?
My Lord.
Am I all three of them? So in other words, you got to make your way to God, to Jesus. We make our way to everything else we want. We don't care. We are fighting for. I've seen it happen so many times. We'll fight for something that ain't even no good. It'll kill us in a minute, but we fight for it, don't we? But something that's going to give us eternal life, we put that on hold. Go ahead.
According as he has chosen us in him before the foundation of the world.
Before. The Father before the world was. God already knew who he was. You already knew everything that was going to happen in your life. You chose the you before you were born. You said, now, we tell that God that knew you before you were born. He had already chosen you before the world was. So now that means God knew everything that's going to happen in your life. But now, but because God has chosen you now, he enabled you to come. And give your life to him. And you said, okay, I'm going to cover you under the blood. Now, was not even written in the Lamb's Book of Life. Now, all I ask of you is to do like I asked you to do. And serve me. That's all you got to do. And serve God. You didn't ask us to do no big job. You could have said, well, you know what, though? I'm going to go there working that community over there. I'm going to be there the other day at 5 o'clock. You said, I want to. Yes, sir. Yeah. But be obedient. That's easy to do. I know it's kind of hard for some people to explain the God. It's hard to do what was going on up. So then, I could imagine when you left on, your mama said, fire! But you don't feel back in the old days. They were different from the ones now. Oh, yeah. They said, you took out of here, don't you never come back. Wow. Get out of that house now. You better move, you better leave up, walk. Take the long as you want. But see, now, you know, well, baby, what you think you want to do? Well, I just don't know. Lord, help me. Glory to God. Ooh, Lord. I said, if I'd come on with this, like, you know what? If I'd came up the next day in town, I'd probably be dead. Now, you know what it was? I'd have lived about 50 years old. Ain't no way. Ain't no way. I'd have been in my body a long time ago. At least 25 years ago, anyway. Glory to God, but that's 2000 thing that they call it, you know. And that's how people operate now, but I mean, it's bad. It's not really a good thing.
Right.
But our things are so different. People are not operating the way we operate now, see. And the system is set up now that locks you away forever. See, in other words, they're coming up with no things now, but, you know, you get 10 years, you get 15 years, 20 years, you know, the life, and then sometimes you got to make 5 years. Now they're coming up with 60, 80, 100 years, 35 years, 40 years. And if you're going that, you're 25 years old, then if you're 35 years, you're going to be an old man when you come out. What can you do when you come out? Ain't nothing you can do. That's it. So the system is set up. Cause you to fail.
Yeah.
But God has made a way out of no way now because he has chosen us before the foundation of this world. And he said now we will be without who?
That we should be holy and without blame.
We should be holy. We should be holy, 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 holy. That means you got to sacrifice yourself.
Yeah.
You know what I'm telling you now? Well, you know what I'm telling you? I really just don't know what God told me to do. Stop lying. Because see now we know the good and the bad. Don't worry about it on the inside, let you know you are hell.
Yeah.
You know something that ain't right. God just make up for you and I'm talking to this, it'll be impossible for us to get saved. Because we'll be full of the devil. So now we gotta have good and evil got to be there. So now it's up to you. You got to kill the one you kill to go. You can do good and you can do bad. But the charge is yours. So now if we do good, somebody said, well, I'm doing the best I can. You can do better than that. You can do better than that. If it was just you with the water, just you with the light, you would put your best out. You give your life for it. But now here it is, now you're on the Lord's side. Now, man, I'm doing the best I can. Stop lying to yourself. And don't put it on the devil. I'm talking about the devil made me do it. The devil wasn't here. Just as me, myself, and I said, me, I did this. It wasn't nobody else. You know, everybody want to poke the face on somebody else. Want to say, well, it hasn't been strong, so I wouldn't have done it. It's just, stop lying. You thought about that yesterday. Now you want to blame somebody, so you have somebody with you. So there's two of y'all wrong instead of one. Go ahead.
Before him in love.
Have before him. Now listen. Before him in who?
Love.
Before him in love. See, one thing about God, God deal with love. And that's one thing I try to do. I try to love my wife to the maximum. Because, see, that's very important. If I don't do that, then everything else I do gonna be none and more. My prayers will be hindered. Everything else I do, it'll be cut off just like that. So then now I got to do what I need to do, and the rest of it, God gonna take care of that. Yeah, but I got to first do my part. If I don't do my part, I'm gonna be hindering everything. I can't afford to do that because I'm the head of the church. Now, if I start going down here, you gonna go down here too. We going down together. And y'all say, hey, you over there. With your business now. Get your ass in there.
Amen.
So it is.
Having predestined us unto the adoption of children by Jesus Christ.
Having predestined us by the adoption. Look at God. We have been adopted into this family by Jesus Christ. Our Lord has been adopted. Look at that. Look at that, God. You didn't tell us God wanted us. You want to be a doctor? You want to be with us? Holy cow. Look at the God that we serve. We're talking about a God now. That the stars are hanging in the air. And I understand that one star makes a million times larger than the earth. Now, a star can knock the earth clean out of the atmosphere. But, we thank God that it don't happen that way. Because look at the stars and the moon give off light by day and the sun come up every night. Look at the ocean, the waves that come so far and stop and then go back, come so far and stop. Now somebody got to be in control. Just think if nobody in control of all that stuff, what would happen over here right now? We'd be under the water right now. I'm so glad. Glory to God. Amen. Go ahead.
According to the good pleasure of his will.
According to the good pleasure of his will. Now, God's will was involved. His will. Just that now, his will was involved.
Yeah.
Not his want. Now, he said, my will. Not his want. Because now, if he said, my want, then that means you would have had to do it. Then you'd be in trouble. But it's about my will. Glory to God, glory
to the praise of the glory of his grace.
To the praise that we praise God to the glory of his glory. We praise God for his grace. We thank him for the grace because if it had not been for grace, you'd be lost dead or hot. But we can thank God we are covered. Oh, glory to God. We are under grace. And every time you step out of line or this time that happens, grace much more abounds. Grace, grace!
Thank you, my Lord, my Lord.
Look at the Son of God and say, amazing grace. My goodness, son. Glory to God, God was lost, but now that I'm blind, I was blind, but now that I see. Grace! Glory to God, glory to God.
Wherein he has made us accepted in the beloved.
He has made us accepted. Now, he affects the way that there's no way. You haven't been left out. So, ain't nobody got their business there. Well, you know what? He just loved Richard and Apostle Cooper and the other man and his wife and the deacon and his wife and the rest of them. He just throwed up the way like an old shoe. He didn't say that. He loved us all, don't you?
In whom we have redemption through the blood.
Now we have redemption through the blood. Now we understand that. Through the blood of Jesus. We have redemption. Look at that. Glory to God. He didn't have to do it, but it's through Jesus' blood. That's why Mary had to be pure. Once you had Jesus, you took a virgin, once you had Jesus, and it was by the Holy Ghost. That came in, and that's fire. The Mary said, let it be done unto thee. And it happened, and Jesus was born. She didn't even know a man, because she had to be pure. So Jesus had to come the way he came, and he had to be born, so that would give us the right. Now, we have to be, in order for you to thank the work for you, you have to be born again. But you got a lot of people, now, I say this all the time, there's a lot of people in the church don't have the Holy Ghost. But see, I'm telling you this now, if you can mess around if you want to, but I'm telling you this much. There's a lot of people in the church don't have the Holy Ghost, and it's impossible for you to walk this walk without the Holy Ghost. I'm telling you. But I see what happened. You get going for a time, but then after a while, you're cold and don't ever think I walk away. But keep in mind, the Holy Ghost on. The Holy Ghost is sustaining you. It is set down in them. Like the Holy Ghost is not stirring up something down on the inside. You won't be able to get my thing. It will just like fire. Turn up with my phone. You can't hold on. You won't be able to get them. Somehow, you tell yourself, no, I ain't going to be able to do it. Go ahead.
According to the riches of his grace.
According to the riches of his grace. The riches of his grace. Go ahead.
Wherein he hath abounded toward us in all wisdom and prudence, having made known unto us the mystery of his will.
God has made known unto us the mystery of his will. Look at God. We ain't lost and we ain't left out of number. See, you got people that won't get in the word. Y'all hear me say all the time. Get in the Old Testament so you can find out who God is. I guarantee you, if you get in the Old Testament and find out how God cares for them people, when you get to the New Testament, you'll be your fingers are going to be like a flagpole. You know, my God, my God. Thank God for Jesus. You can let Jesus so much somebody say, hey. So we're going to thank God for Jesus, son. But now God had that thing set up in a rescue camp just in case something happened and somebody blamed him for something. But God had a rescue camp that you know, you went there and that's where you stayed. But other than that, when you messed up, they took you out and stoned you to death. When you had a hard-headed child and you like you said, doing with a cursed mom and dad, guess what happened? They never lived to get gone. They were stoned to death. So that's why we can thank God for Jesus.
According to his good pleasure, which he has purposed in himself.
Into himself, go ahead.
That in the dispensation of the fullness of time, he might gather together in one all things in Christ, both which are in heaven and which are on the earth, even in him.
Now just look at God. God's going to get all things. He's going to gather all things one day in him. In Christ, God will gather together all things going to be in one. Go ahead.
In whom also we have obtained an inheritance.
Oh, look! Now we got a who?
An inheritance.
Now we got a what? No.
In whom we also have obtained an inheritance.
Now we got now here we are. We have something from God. Look at that. God has given us. We got so much stuff. We got so much stuff. We want all the stuff on heaven. And call you Jesus, so you know, But that's kind of trouble us a little bit. But we ain't supposed to be worried about that, because see, one thing you know, see, the Bible says that God says, I will supply all of your needs according to his riches and glory, so everybody's gonna be saved. See now, God already knows how much you can take if you will still be there and we'll be right there with him. God ain't gonna be nothing on top of what he's done away from him. Because now God knows if he bless you with 2 months, you're gonna disappear. Mm-hmm. And you've been sending a letter back to the church, I'm taking a cruise around the world. Tell mama, I'm going to Las Vegas to see what's going on. And with us that's going on, God has blessed me now. When we see you again, you're going to have a hug down here and tell them big kisses. Well, you know, I had a question. it is. No, I don't know how it is. I tell people quick, I don't know how it is. Tell me how it is. Go ahead.
Being predestined according to the purpose of him who worketh all things after the counsel of his own will.
Now, we are predestined. In other words, you have already predestined all things.
Yes, sir.
Predestined. You already one step ahead of you. When you get there, everything already predestined. Everything has already been automatically put in place. Everything is already yours. You got everything that you'll ever need and some more. Go ahead.
The purpose of him who worketh all things after the counsel of his own will, that we should be to the praise of his glory, who first trusted in Christ, and to whom he also trusted after that he heard the word of truth.
After. He said, now you have trusted him after you have heard the word of truth. But you know, it's a better than our people. They come to church all the time, and I've seen this happen. And the preacher preached a message, and I've seen them go out and fight about the same thing that the preacher just got to preaching about that thing. I just don't understand how that could be. If you were sitting there and you were listening to what the preacher said, now you have to learn how to bind that thing up. You have to learn how to put that thing behind. If you go out and take part in it, then now you're reacting to the same thing that the preacher just told you how to come out.
Yeah.
Remember, we're gonna let on the outside. Let outside the door. Sometimes we're gonna make it to the people back there and make you. But if you go on and on and on and on, yeah, but you don't know. Yes, we do. We know. But it's up to you. The whole old, you know, used to be a song. I don't know if y'all heard that song or not. I'm not that song about the too old for y'all. It used to be a song that used to play that song. Hold on to what you got. Now, some of that stuff, I don't know what they got to hold on to what you got in Christ. You might hold on to the wrong stuff. I want you to hold on to that stuff that's in Christ. Hold on to what you got. And that song, they used to play that song over and over. They used to play that song all night long. I ain't gonna hold on to what you got. I ain't gonna say the rest of the word too. But the God will hold on to what you got. Go ahead.
In whom ye also trusted after that ye heard the word of truth, the gospel of salvation.
You heard. The gospel of salvation. This gospel. Is your salvation.
Amen.
Glory to God. Amen. So the gospel of salvation, hallelujah. Amen. Let me tell y'all something. You know, when I first came to the Lord, I was really weird about this thing. Because, see, I came from the church of Christ. They didn't clap their hands. They could start a song. So we sung so many songs. I said, your full song. And I don't care. Every Sunday, you was out at 1:00. Not 1 minute after. Every Sunday at 1:00, you was out. Now, you can sit out if you want to stay in there if you want to, but 1 o'clock, you was out of church. Did nobody clap their hands? Did nobody say anything? And nobody was hollering out of there? Nobody said nothing. So, when I came to the church, and I got there, and I said, man, this little small church, it wasn't as big as this little church, couldn't care for where Pastor Martin was, and people beating this big drum, and they're making all that noise in there. Now, you know what? I don't believe. I told my wife, I said, it's a little old box. And y'all got a nerve to be beating this big old drum and y'all all this noise in this church. You can take it easy, baby. Calm down. This is going to be all right after a while. It's going to be like music to you. I mean, you sure? So I heard a woman, I was never putting a hurt on that big drum, but then somebody was on the snare drum over there, and that was even more noise. So after a while, that's not beginning to come, but that's not beginning to come to church. That thing stopped changing. I know what I'm saying. I was moving my legs, my knees started moving. Then I started touching my hands. I said, it's working. But then I went on and on. And then I got to where I need to be baptized in the Holy Ghost. That's the hardest thing I ever had in my life. What it was with me. I don't know why it took me so long to receive the Holy Ghost, but it did. It took me a year. To get baptized in the Holy Ghost. I tried, I knew I had it because, see, I was one of the kind of men that cursed two things. And when in a while kind of slowed me down from cussing a little bit. Because you know what? Because everything you say, you cuss. You got a cuss word. Everything. Stop cussing so much. If you cuss every little word you say, you got to cuss. I'm not too. But see, I worked on the job. Well, that's all I did was cuss on the job. So, you know, you're going to pick up stuff. I'm on the job, so but then when I was there, and so I got away from that part. So then I kept going. I couldn't get the Holy Ghost where I was. Maybe I was just too stiff or too hard headed, but I went to a revival one time that took the difference was doing. She was running that revival. Now, everybody put your arms in there, and back then I had about $2. I had to fold up. I had to fold up real small, and then she got to see me pass on by. Oh, man, my money is too little. She came back and stood up and she went to one of all the people. She came back and stood up and thought of it, oh, I saw it. And they quit. People like, I've never seen nothing like that. I thought on the one that was, I was going down to the people in hell and going down to the floor. I got up from there, I knew that I heard the Holy Ghost. I was baptized in the Holy Ghost. And ever since then, things were different. When I didn't have the Holy Ghost, I wasn't on the job. They would come against me on the job. And if they cuss, I would cuss. I thought you were saved. Yeah. But see, things like that happen when you ain't got what you need down on the inside. But once I got baptized in the Holy Ghost, things changed. I was a different person. I was able to hear that stuff, and that stuff when they wanted to come out of the other room. I was able to save myself. I didn't have to worry about what you know. I told my somebody they were blanking. I had to have one too. I never get no big mouth. Yeah, y'all don't want to knock that door. I don't say nothing about it because y'all might stop looking. Go ahead. Go ahead.
And who also, after that, you believe.
Now he says, and also after you believe,
you were sealed with the Holy Spirit of promise.
You were sealed with the Holy Ghost and promise.
Okay.
But I just want to tell you, talk to you just for a little while.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. It's not about when I never got to tell him when he got the Holy Ghost down on the inside.
Oh, yeah.
To God. You got to say to your life, call
God does.
Uh-huh.
God, the word of truth.
Yeah.
I'm going to tell you something. One thing that I never got. The only time I stopped in the Baptist church was before when I first got saved. That it wasn't going to let us sit. Up front. I never went further than the second or the first one. I got to hear what the preacher got to say.
Yeah.
Because I'm the one that needs help. You didn't need no help. You already knew what we already knew what the word could do. You already knew who God was. So now I need to know who God was. So God, I never sat in the back of the church. I always sat in the front. The closer you get to the Father, the more the Father is going to warm up the
tongue.
That's
right.
And not let it go. My God, good to God,